This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
A by-election in Melbourne is being held for the position of Lord Mayor of Melbourne after the resignation of Robert Doyle. Councillor Rohan Leppart, who chairs the Arts, Culture and Heritage Portfolio for the City of Melbourne, has thrown his hat into the ring for the title and joins us here tonight on The Informer. Could Rohan Leppart become the first openly gay Mayor of Melbourne? Dean Arcuri speaks to him to find out.
What made you want to go into politics?
That's a good question. It's been a while now since I wanted to do that. The main reason is that I think cities have the best opportunity of any level of government to tackle some global problems like climate change. My interests are also in culture as well, which is why I'm the chair of the arts portfolio at the City of Melbourne. And local government just has the opportunity to do so many great things at that level. So I really do love local government, and I've been in the role now for 5.5 years. And yes, I enjoy every minute of it.
Let's talk about your portfolio.
Well, I definitely have the best portfolio with arts, culture and heritage. I have all of the queer institutions sitting within my portfolio. So the funding that the City of Melbourne provides to Midsummer and the Melbourne Queer Film Festival is something that I get to associate myself with, and that makes me very happy. We also have Arts House and Yirrumboy in my portfolio as well. And both of those festivals and organisations, if you like, have a very strong queer bent as well, even though that's not their core mission. We also have a participatory arts project this year, which I know you covered as well, Dean, the Coming Back Out Ball. I think that is one of the most marvellous things that the City of Melbourne has ever done. It is truly heartwarming and made a big difference in the lives of so many people.
When people think about local government or people in politics, they probably don't think of that side of everything that's involved. They think of it in a very dry kind of way, and I'm sure that has its place within the context of all, but it must be nice to be able to be a part of influencing the culture and of Melbourne in its many different forms.
Absolutely. It's never about roads, rates and rubbish only, although that is a pretty regular mantra that we do here. At the moment, the City of Melbourne is growing at a massive rate. We're undertaking our biggest development boom since the Gold Rush. That brings wonderful opportunities that density can bring, but it also brings plenty of challenges, not least of which the pushing out of some of our creative industries and creative people, given the change of affordability right in the heart of the city. It is a big issue.
Now, you've decided to throw your hat into the ring to become Lord Mayor of Melbourne.
It is a really difficult decision. The way this by-election has come along is unusual. It's the first by-election under the modern City of Melbourne electoral model. And obviously it comes after a very particular set of circumstances. I think Town Hall needs some good guidance from someone who knows how the culture of the place works at the moment. That is why I'm putting my hat in the ring. But the policy issues are always first and foremost for me. And as I said, Melbourne's undergoing a massive development boom at the moment, and either we will be guiding that boom to make sure that community infrastructure, the public interest is taken care of, or we govern in the interests of the biggest property developers and see everything that we love about Melbourne no longer cherished, no longer protected. I think it is going to be an election about development. My passions have always been keeping the middle of Melbourne, the wonderful, cosmopolitan, creative and culturally diverse place that it is.
So is that one of the things you love the most about Melbourne?
Absolutely. And it's because of decisions made by government decades ago to make sure that the middle of Melbourne is that vibrant place. Of course, it hasn't always been that way. But as a gay man, I just absolutely love living right near the heart of Melbourne. I'm not from Melbourne originally, and I just absolutely love living here because of the density, because of the variety, and because of the sheer diversity of people that you get to bump into no matter where you go.
Now, you're not the only gay Melbournean in local politics, but when you stepped into that, was it something that you were concerned about or worried about in any way?
Not overly. There's certainly been times where it's been uncomfortable the way people have commented on my role in politics, but I've grown a little bit of a thick skin over the last 6 years. There have been a few issues that have come up from time to time that have been quite challenging for me with my sexuality as well. And I know I've spoken to you before, Dean, about our sister city relationship with St. Petersburg, which was a massively challenging issue for the council to grapple with. But no, on the whole, I love being a councillor in this city and know that by and large, I'm very supported, not only being a citizen of Melbourne as a gay man, but also being a councillor.
So you did mention you think this is going to be one of those by-elections where it's, you know, very much about development. How do you think you can approach marrying that in a way that pleases everyone?
Well,
or can
the,
we even? Is that
that's
something
the massive
can
question.
Do?
It's possibly impossible to please absolutely everyone, but you've got to get the balance right. So, yes, we need to make sure that the private interests of everyone who is developing in the city are respected, and there would be no thriving economy in Victoria if we didn't embrace that development. But we've just got to make sure that we're building the right stuff and we're designing the right streets and buildings, because what we love about Melbourne, you know, the laneways, the human scale, the fact that we've got so many different uses crammed in together, which makes that vibrant place that we all love to visit, it makes those streets so lively. We've got to keep building that sort of stuff in places like Fisherman's Bend, in Arden, in Macaulay, in all of our urban renewal areas. Otherwise, we won't be keeping everything that we treasure about Melbourne.
Do you think, you know, having that arts portfolio that you have gives you a unique perspective on different corners of the culture that we have here?
I'd hope so. I don't pretend to know more than any particular person, but I am so privileged in this role that I get to look into so many different cultures, so many different artistic practices, so many different communities of people, and it makes me very proud to be a Melburnian that I do get to do that. And obviously, as we grow as a city, we need to be making sure that that diversity and that ability for anyone to feel like they belong in such a wonderfully diverse city as Melbourne is kept. And we're not always guaranteed to have that. There's often a lot of commentary about whether or not that is a good thing from certain parts of the media and certain parts of our political leaders. We need someone in Town Hall, I think, who is going to make sure that on the public record, in these public debates, we are supporting everyone in the community, no matter what their background is, and making sure that no particular part of our broader community feels unsafe or not a part of Melbourne.
That was Dean Arcuri speaking to Councillor Rohan Lephart about his bid for Lord Mayor of Melbourne in the upcoming by-election.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.